March 16th, 2010. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to help you understand the parallels in what is taking place in the country and within some inner church circles. In both cases, decisions are not based always upon the truth or right reason. While there may be many within these groups, government and church, who live in the truth, not all do. When the truth becomes too cumbersome and interferes with personal agendas, some find it very easy to live in compromise. This is when lies are bandied about and decisions are reached behind closed doors by those enamored with their own power. There are many who place their love of money high above any human right or the welfare of many. These are the ones whose decisions are tainted due to disordered self-love. Love of God and neighbor are far from their hearts and do not factor into their policies. If they are in governments, they see only public image as important, not the needs of their constituents. If they are involved in church politics, they may set out to destroy anyone they perceive as taking money from their own collection baskets, even if this is erroneous. This is why I sent my mother here years ago with the request to be known as the protectress of the faith. Let my mother stand guard over the faith in your hearts. This title was summarily rejected in this diocese, but that makes it no less necessary and effective. The faith in your heart is precious and may be all you have to cling to someday.